The guided meditation we are about to do is best done in a quiet place where you can sit and not be disturbed, a place that's not too noisy, a place that gives you a sense of comfort and intimacy. And the meditation that we will be using is a guided meditation that uses imagination in a way that builds images in our minds and in our hearts. Some people use guided meditations in a way that they can see things internally, as if on an internal video screen. Some people use imagination by hearing voices internally. And some use these guided visualizations as a thinking form, just feeling the experience without actually seeing or hearing an image in the mind. We will be doing a number of different meditations. It is important to listen to each of these meditations and work with them individually, over and over again, for it is the repetition that will help us memorize the experience. These visualizations that we will be doing are easy to learn and do not take too many repetitions to make them our own. The first meditation that we'll work with is done in a short form so that you will be able to integrate it quickly into your life. This particular meditation, the Archangel meditation, is often done daily or every evening before one goes to bed in a way that one gains an intimate familiarity with the various archangels that are described in the meditation. This gives us easy access to the qualities that we'll be working with for each of these archangels. It's important to simply relax and enjoy this process and to allow your imagination to flow as widely as you're comfortable doing, so that you can connect with these angels at will and invoke them whenever you wish in the future. So now let yourself relax, sit quietly, and for most of these meditations, it's probably more convenient to sit with your eyes closed. Let yourself imagine now that there is some being on your right side. You may even notice a tingle or some kind of pressure on your right cheek or right ear. Or you may feel something up against the right side, the arm or the body or the leg. Let the imagination flow and pretend that there's something on your right side. This is represented as the Archangel Michael, in Hebrew Michael, the Archangel of loving kindness. Let yourself feel its presence on your right side. You may find that your mind is doubting or arguing with this experience. There may be some tension between what your mind wants to hold as reality and the exploration of the possibility of imagining. If you're willing, simply allow the imagination to pretend. It doesn't matter whether it's real or not. The pretending that there's something up against the right side is sufficient. It helps to build an image inside. Now allow yourself to pretend that there's something up against the left side of the body, feeling a pressure, a tingle, something on the cheek or the head or the body. Allow yourself to pretend that this is the archangel, Gabriel. Gabriel in Hebrew, which means strength and justice. So we are now in this state of imagination with something against us on the right side that we're calling Michael, Michael, loving kindness, and something on our left side, Gabriel, which is strength and justice. Behind us is yet another presence. We can feel it whether we're sitting, standing, or lying down. Behind us, the presence in the archangel form is called a Raphael. The healing power of the divine. Feel its presence holding us, embracing us, keeping us. It is the archangel that we call upon when we want healing for ourselves, for others, or for the world. And now close your eyes for a moment, if you haven't already done so. And in front of us is a light, form of light, a light of truth, a light of the divine. And it is called the Archangel Uriel, the light of God. On the right, Michael, Michael. On the left, Gabriel, Gabriel. Behind us, Raphael. In front of us, Uriel. Surrounded on all four sides by these archangels, feeling ourselves surrendered, letting go into the experience of the protection of these archangels. And finally, over our heads, like a huge cloud, a huge umbrella, enveloping us and all the archangels, is the sense of the divine, this sense of presence, called the Shekhinah, the presence of God, living under its protection, surrounded by archangels, being held in the presence of the divine. Notice how this feels. Relaxed into it and letting go.